the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes and become the world expert on your body. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and I am not Joe Galewski or Dr. Michael Roizen. I'm Bridget Tigemeyer, filling in for Dr. Roizen, who's going to be joining us a little later in the show for the second half of the hour. We also have Sonar, our show engineer, who will be contributing too. Say hello, Sonar.
Hello, Sonar.
Very funny, Sonar. Sonar is in Florida right now, but he's the engineer, and I'm in Cleveland at the Cleveland Clinic. Sonar takes control of all of the behind-the-scenes stuff for the show, and then when Dr. Roizen's out, he a lot of times helps contribute, so we're happy to have you, Sonar.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. How's the weather in Cleveland been?
It's not been the greatest. It quickly became very cold and snowy.
That's
and
what
icy,
I heard.
Actually. How is it in Florida?
Oh, it's been rainy all day. The past couple days have been overcast just because you guys like to send your cold down to us.
Oh, yeah, but you don't get it nearly as badly as we do, so
oh, definitely
I feel
not
too bad for you. We have a fantastic lineup for the show today with stories about newfound benefits of coffee, fish oil, exercise, and even the flu shot. And we'll also be talking about risks that are associated with certain things like trans fat from a new study that came out this week and energy drink risks, particularly with youth. And then at half past the hour, we'll have a fabulous guest, Dr. Robert Rosenberg, who's the author of Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day, A Doctor's Guide to Solving Your Sleep Problems. Dr. Roizen's going to be back for that interview with Dr. Rosenberg, one that you won't want to miss, and one that I'm extremely excited for because I recognize that sleep problems are such a widespread problem. We see, I think that it's one of the number one complaints that we see from, or concerns that we see from patients at the Center for Functional Medicine daily, and something that people are really struggling with. Are you able to fall asleep easily and stay asleep, Sonar?
Yeah, stay asleep, that's a whole different thing for me, but getting to sleep, oh yeah, I try to make a full day as possible.
Good.
What about you? Do you you get any of that snoring or anything like that?
No, I don't have sleep apnea. I actually have no problem falling asleep. The second my head hits the pillow, I'm out.
Cold. Oh yeah, done for.
Yeah, so I used to complain that I didn't have as much energy, and now I'm realizing how horrible it must be to not be able to fall asleep with all of the concerns that I see from patients. And so I'm excited to hear what Dr. Rosenberg has to say. He's the medical director of the Sleep Disorder Center of Prescott Valley, Arizona. And he's also a sleep medicine consultant for Mountain Heart Health Services in Flagstaff, Arizona. He's board certified in sleep medicine, pulmonary medicine, and internal medicine. And he's a contributor to a number of national platforms for the media like Oprah and Women's Health, or the Oprah magazine.
Well, I guess sleep's one of those things that's part of the tripod of the of sleep, diet, and exercise. I mean, with those three majors right there, they not only make a great support for your body and all the rest of them, but they all link together. If you have one that's failing a little bit more, it's going to make the other two lean one way or the other.
Yeah, I know, that's so true. And that's really, we see it with a lot of patients when they come in and they have a horrible, sad diet, standard American diet, and they also are complaining that they can't sleep, that within just even a month of changing their diet dramatically, that the sleep then becomes much easier for them.
Yeah, sometimes the sleep isn't the real cause of why you can't sleep. I mean, it could
exactly
be exercise, or it could be diet, and it's the same way on the other side. If you don't get enough exercise and you don't get enough sleep, your diet's going to start to suffer as well, because you're not producing and using the nutrients that actually come in. You could still be having the most healthiest diet that's out there, but because you don't, your body's not ready to receive all of the nutrients, it's another way that you're not going to keep that three-legged table standing.
Yeah, and stress, I think, is another huge cause of people not being able to sleep. We call it the hamster wheel that people, a lot of times when they get into bed, the hamster wheel turns on and their brain just continuously keeps thinking about all of these things that prevent
people from falling asleep. Wasn't that why you use meditation?
Exactly, yes, which we talked about the benefits of a few weeks ago, I think. So, and I guess that leads well into our first story of the week. For if you can't sleep, most people turn to coffee. And the first story is about coffee and the benefits that they recently found in a study from this week about a compound, a chemical compound that's in coffee. It's called chlorogenic acid, oftentimes referred to as CGA. And CGA is found in high levels in coffee. It's also found in certain fruits and vegetables like apples, pears, tomatoes, blueberries. And the researchers from the University of Georgia have looked into the benefits of CGA, and they think it may prevent some of the damaging effects of obesity. So in past studies, CGA has been shown to significantly reduce insulin resistance in the accumulation of fat in the liver. And the scientists went a little further on this study to understand that exact mechanism. So they fed a group of mice a high-fat diet for 15 weeks, and they also injected them with a CGA solution twice per week. And what they found is that the CGA prevented weight gain, and it also helped to maintain normal blood sugar levels and a healthy liver composition for the mice. So what the researchers stated is that obviously drinking coffee isn't going to prevent or outweigh the risks of, or undo, I guess, the negative consequences that come from an unhealthy diet and lack of exercise, but they feel that in addition to eating a healthy diet and making positive, healthy lifestyle choices, that there can hopefully be a therapeutic use for CGA in future medicine, which hasn't been done yet, but I think that it's something that may be coming in the future once they're able to have more mounting evidence from humans and then trial drugs or injections.
Well, to bring it back to my my lovely tea plant, green tea and other teas have CGA in it, but not at the point that coffee does. And even if you're trying to use tea as a weight loss supplement or something like that, coffee is actually slightly better because of the CGAs in it.
Right. Yeah, and we talked about the benefits of tea last week because there's a number of, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago now, there's a number of benefits with that. We also know that coffee's a good, so if you're trying to figure out which drinks to drink and to decrease your consumption of sugary beverages, water is a great option, but tea and coffee are also really good options as well. And I know that Dr. Roizen, if you were here, would be adamantly agreeing.
Definitely.
Because he's been an advocate for the benefits of coffee for a long time. And then the second study of the week that was really interesting is another thing that Dr. Roizen has been an adamant about for a long time, which is fish oil and the benefits of fish oil. A small new study came out this week, and they offered preliminary evidence showing that fish oil supplements may prevent psychosis among young people that are at high risk for the condition. Even up to 7 years after the participants took the capsules, they saw a benefit. So psychosis is a serious condition where people pretty much lose touch with reality. But past research has shown that early interventions can help halt the deterioration that we see often in schizophrenia. They've done cognitive behavioral therapy in the past, but now it turns out that fish oil may be another one that we can turn to. So they took 81 people that were young adults, 13 to 25 years old, and these participants were all at a high risk of psychosis, and this was indicated by either having a close relationship with someone with a psychiatric disorder or already experiencing delusions. And half were randomly assigned to the fish oil capsule that they took for 12 weeks. The rest were given placebos. And the researchers found that the 10% of young people who took the fish oil developed psychosis compared to 40% giving placebos. We'll be back with more. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.